0800 80 1080. The Chris Lynch Show. Thanks to A1 Homes Christchurch. Proudly building Kiwi homes for Kiwis for 15 years. On News Talk ZB.
It is News Talk ZB with Chris. You can always email me, by the way, chris@newstalkzb.co.nz. Time for Politics Monday. And joining us now is Nikki Wagner and Clayton Cosgrove. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Nikki, let me start with you. The policy on gangs, it seems like it must be an election year. Out rolls the "we hate the gangs."
No, I think we haven't liked the gangs for a very long time. We've been doing quite a lot of work in this area. We have a gang intelligence centre, which we set up about 18 months ago. But this is particularly in line with methamphetamine, and this is an issue that we've been facing more and more. When I was the Minister of Customs, we really worried about the amount that was getting, hopefully not through the border, but that we were collecting at the border. And not only do we have to be vigilant at the border, but we also need to try and manage the demand in the country, and that's to deal with more support for drug and alcohol abuse and more support to make people not wanting to use methamphetamine.
Well, we should be doing something about it, though, shouldn't we, Clayton? I mean, if the issue's there with meth, and we know there is a massive meth problem in this country, largely generated by gangs, it's probably not a bad policy, is it?
Well, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, 9 years in government and suddenly, 21 days before an election, the National Party discover gangs. And, you know, it simply lacks credibility. I mean, you know, on the one hand, the National Party, they declared war on tea. Remember 9 years ago, war on tea.
Right.
And tea's become cheaper and easier to get under this government. And Nikki's just evidenced by what she said. And then they cut the police numbers. Right, they cut the police numbers, they cut the budget on the police. And what we say is, well, I'm not slack on gangs. No one likes gangs, they're evil. But as I was at a community meeting out of Christchurch last night, and one person pointed out, of course, that, okay, you can bust down the door without warrants and search and seize and all this thing. But the thing is, gangs aren't dumb, and police will tell you this. They don't actually do the physical selling of the tea. They get what they call, I think it's drones or mules or whatever they call it, other people to do it, because they're not completely stupid. Now, I'm not slack on gangs. They are insidious. They are evil. And I'll back anything that works. But you talk to some of the judiciary and others, because this has got to go through, you know, this is trying to bypass courts. And in practical terms, this won't work. What will work is what we've said. We're going to beef up the resources and we'll recruit 1,000 extra police and give them the resources and not starve them, as the National Party has for 9 years. But you've got to ask yourself this. In year one of 9 years, they declare war on tea. 21 days to go, suddenly, because they look like they could lose and it's a knife-edge election, suddenly we've discovered gangs and suddenly we're going to get tough. People, you know, that just doesn't wash with people. People want this cleaned up, but they want solutions that work, not simply silly bribes and silly policies that haven't been thought through. It's simply one word, desperation. The gangs actually will be laughing at them.
Look, that is just so much nonsense. As I've said, we've had the Gang Intelligence Bureau set up. It's been working for the last 18 months. We've been working on P for the
last 18
years.
Months.
This is just the latest thing in terms of particularly illegal weapons, because what we discover is that the dangers in our society of illegal weapons are absolutely linked to drugs. So you don't need to have illegal weapons. You don't need to brandish them if you're a law-abiding citizen. So where those weapons are is connected to drugs. It's connected to gangs. So it makes common sense to deal with it.
Issue number two, Clayton Cosgrove.
Can I just make a point? That's astounding. So, Nikki, you've just realised, with 3 weeks to go, that there's a link between weapons and gangs. That's brilliant. Where were you 9 years ago? Everybody knows
Clayton,
the connection between drugs. I know you don't like it, Nikki, and I know you don't like to be held accountable, and you think people are stupid, but do you think anybody out there has just realised that there's a connection between drugs, weapons and gangs? We've known that for a century. Why has it taken
you
3 weeks
between
an election?
I think you're the only person who ever talks about people being stupid. I never say that. I do not think that
No, I say people aren't stupid, Nikki. But yeah, I don't say, no, don't tell lies. I said people aren't stupid. They aren't stupid because they see through what you're putting forward. You've just said, you've had a drug intelligence unit and a gang intelligence unit for 18 months. You've been in government 9 years.
And we've been working against the gangs all that time. We've increased our police and connections, integrated policy around gangs. We're doing multiple ways of dealing with. You can never have one silver bullet. There's got to be multiple ways, and this is just one of them.
Issue number two.
It's cheaper, and it's in greater supply.
Issue number two. Labour will abolish the rights of landlords to evict renters for no cause under changes. Leader Jacinda Ardern is promising to make two tenancy laws. So this means landlords will still be able to terminate tenancies for a just cause, such as rent arrears or damage to property. At present, just to background this, the standard notice period is 90 days and landlords can give that without having to provide a reason. So Labour wants to abolish the lesser 42 days notice period, which is allowed under some circumstances, such as selling properties. Clayton, what do you make of this?
What
do you make of that?
Look, I think it's just about fairness. You know, go back 20 or 30 years and renting, I mean, when I was a young guy, renting was something you did in a transition, right? So you rented when you're a student or when you're in your first job, and eventually, you know, you look to buy a home and got permanent accommodation. The truth is now, the figures on rental, for many, many thousands of people, they can't afford to buy a home, as we know. This will be their life. And some, to be fair, make a choice that they want to rent instead of buy, but most people will never get the opportunity. So it's about rebalancing it. We're also saying that tenants will have greater access to the tenancy tribunal. They'll have a grant of around $2,000 to help insulate and make their homes, drier and more healthier. But they've got to be, because the nature of renting and the nature of property ownership has changed, there's got to be a rebalancing. I think it makes sense. You know, that, for instance, abolishing letting fees. I mean, there are landlords out there who don't work through a broker or a property manager or whatever. They just simply say, we're going to charge you a couple of $1,000 in one case I know to let the place. Now, that's extraordinary, and some would say that extortion. But it's not about hitting landlords, it's about rebalancing, and landlords will still have substantial rights, and you can still, as you've pointed out, if the family's moving in or if the tenant doesn't pay their bills, you can still access the tribunal and be better resources for that. But it's about saying, look, if you know, there's a lady that Jacinda was with yesterday. I think she had moved, I can't, three times in a year or three times in 2 years with her family because the landlord simply upped and sold and upped and sold. So it's not simply saying you can't sell. It's not restricting the landlord or the property owner's rights. It's rebalancing it, acknowledging the fact that for some people they will rent all their lives.
I think the issue here is it's a little bit more like smoke and mirrors, because if you want security in your rental arrangement, you just get a fixed term rent. And that is most landlords are very happy to do that, and then both parties are bound to that fixed term. So if you are concerned about security, a fixed term is the right way to go.
And the problem with that is, Nikki, in the real world, is that given this property speculation, that most landlords will say, okay, fixed term. They're not going to do fixed term for two, 3 or 4 years as the kids grow up in primary school. They're going to do maybe one, and it's not about, you know, you have a choice. Look at the shortage of rentals in Auckland and around the country. You don't have a choice now.
Well, I've had
in the real world, you make it sound like a tenant can just go, oh, well, if I want a fixed term for 5 years, my landlord will let me. No, they won't, when they're making 24 points or 12 or 10 points, depending a year where they are around the country with their investment property. And in many cases, they flip their properties once or even twice or sometimes three times in a year.
I've just been talking to one of the agents who works in this area, particularly in Christchurch, which may be a slightly different situation, but they have, generally speaking, their landlords are quite keen to have fixed terms. Generally speaking, they wouldn't do a rent rise in less than a year. And generally speaking, if you want to give notice, it's got to be 90 days, whereas the tenant, of course, can give notice in 21 days. So I think this is a bit of tinkering. I think it's supposed to look good. But in reality, I don't think much is going to change.
Just finally, the climate change policy.
Hang on just a minute. Newsflash, Nikki. We've got almost a surplus of housing because of a thing called an earthquake here. Go up to Auckland, go to Hamilton, go to other places around the country, and don't just talk to people who manage properties on behalf of landlords. Go and talk to mum and dad, Joe Citizen, with three kids under two, and ask them, why didn't you focus? widen the people you talk to. You know, it is only 21 days from election, Nikki. You need to sort of, you know, get a reality check on this.
Generally
stuff.
Speaking, landlords want good tenants. Generally speaking, landlords do everything they possibly can not to change tenancies because it costs them time, energy and money. So if you can have a fixed term, it makes sense for both parties if security is the driver.
Got to go. Clayton Cosgrove, Nikki Wagner, thank you very much for your time this morning.